Okay, good evening. Thank you for joining us today in this usual conference call with the quarter 2014 result presentation. I'm here with Daniele Forti, Chief Financial Officer, and George Mastragostino, Investor Relations. We start going through the presentation, page 3. Everybody, I believe, is familiar with our business model, so we don't spend too much time on this slide 3, as well as for page 4 and 5, this geographical distribution of our activity. No major changes in these two pages in the last quarter, so I think we have to move forward to page 6 of the presentation, where we have the key highlights of what happened in this period. As you all have available this third quarter 2014, the press release and earnings presentation, I would like to provide now some of the key issues. With great pleasure for me, I would like to point out also that the third quarter 14 has registered stable margins and a significant portfolio growth. And during these last weeks, we have completed successfully the offering of VIP rights to subscribe to the share capital increase of about 200 million euro. Now we are financially stronger, sound, and ready for greater growth opportunities for the group. This represents an important part of our progress to grow stronger in the new market in the next years, giving a long-term view to the company of the group. With great accomplishments, we have announced over 700 million US dollars of new orders and agreements since June 2014. The order backlog has registered a strong growth in the key strategic with key strategic contracts and in different markets. Marginality was stable and increasing percentage terms with respect to the 9 months of 2013 figure, and was particularly strong if compared to that of the third quarter of 2013. The service division performed very well with sound margins, and the delivery of special foundation projects continued positively. On the mechanical side of the business operation, we are moving in the right direction. Efficiency is paving the way to improving performance. Expected very strong growth in the last quarter of the year, with sound margins also. There are many new opportunities in the oil and gas business that continue to rise, and the stronger demand for Remex technologies and rigs is registered in the market. Notwithstanding the current price of oil activity in Remex and Petrobras, Remex and Petrobras are now continuing, and we expect to finalize important new deals and contracts in the next few weeks. We move to slide 7, which we want to describe a little bit the use of proceeds of the operation. As we said, capital increase will strengthen our position in the market, and the use of proceeds will target two main trajectories. In the daily division, we will eventually consider the financing of selective acquisition aimed mainly to enter in geographical market currently unattended by the group, or to strengthen the competitive position in area of high growth potential. In the drilling division, we are considering to utilize the proceeds for financial support for the completion of the product range and components with high added value in the field of onshore drilling and in shallow offshore investment. That is to be considered both as organic and with target acquisition. Strengthening of the financial resources in order to increase the capacity expansion of working capital as a factor of success in competitive market that involve orders that employ payment scheme concentrated in the final stage of production and or delivery. This we move to page 8 of the presentation. Talk a little bit now of the overlook of the 9 month 2014 performance by single business division. In the first 9 months of 2014, we had overall a mix in revenue generation with 2 out of 4 division growth with respect to the previous year. Revenue registered -6.4% of revenue, Solmec +4.9%, Petermann plus 7.6% and Dramex minus 33.6%. And now we look at a little bit with more detail at these figures. We start from trading. The division reported the first 9 months with resilient contract execution and performance. The division performed very well in Latin America, in Africa, Asia, and in the Middle East. Require a substantial bundle of new and exciting contracts that will increase the already long-term visibility of this division. And there is a growing demand of the infrastructure needs in the key markets where the outlook is easy, and there is interesting opportunity in the large infrastructure sector. We believe that what we were able to achieve in the first 9 months of the year are tangible sign of how executing the right project can provide a solid contribution to growth and profitability for the division of the group as a whole. Considering that the trading division continues to perform well, and we are encouraged of the work that has been carried out. This must be added that trading during the third quarter didn't benefit from the contribution of key projects that had characterized the previous quarter and the previous years. It must be noted that the results are therefore even more significant, as we were able to perform with outstanding margin regardless of key counter contribution. So with the recent acquisition, we believe that we will increase performance even more and expect for this division to grow in the next 8-12 months. It's important to point out that the quarterly order intake continues to register significant growth, accounted to almost 140 million euros in the third quarter 14. The outlook in this division, of course, is very interesting, as we are looking very closely at markets such as United States, South America, Africa, Middle East. The result is still challenging out there, where we believe that there are plenty of opportunity for the group. Much of the construction issue needs to be addressed both by local and international government. I would like to mention that we notice particular activity coming from the Middle East and Africa, and as the request for special foundation work has increased with respect to last year, we understand that more contracts are set to come from region, and we are confident that this will further grow revenue and margin for this division. Going to Petermann, the division registered a very sound 7.6% increase in revenue compared to the 9 months of 2013. And this performance was mainly attributable to organic growth. We have currently 17 rigs under operation with key performance indicators improving significantly. The production capacity of rig utilization rate increases planned, and we are currently operating at the target level. During the last couple of weeks, we were able to secure key contracts with primary standing clients such as Petrobras for rig operations in Peru. We are satisfied with the current performance of Petrobras and are expecting to acquire even more contracts in the next few weeks. This is a good news, as the division already started with an important backlog, and the new contract increased the visibility of the company as well as guarantees more predictable cash flow for this division. Moving to Dramex, revenue decreased 33.6%, and the reason is primarily given by the timing in which important oil and gas contracts have been acquired. We had a considerable order intake in the beginning of the year, and most of the deliveries are expected for the year, for this year end, and we therefore expect that the last quarter of the year to be particularly strong for Dramex. Margins have improved, and we will later see how the quarter-by-quarter performance is progressing in terms of divisional margins. New and important orders are expected from Middle East, especially from Middle East, and this will definitely add visibility in terms of growth of revenue margin for the division as a whole. What we are expecting is also payment of rigs that are in the process of being delivered, and they will benefit, especially the fourth quarter of 2014, and then the next quarter will give more details about these topics. We acquired an important contract in Azerbaijan for a 300-ton rig and also conventional rig of 2,000 horsepower to be mounted on that platform. In particular, the Houston base and the Chester base factory are involved in the finalizing phase of the first offshore oil rigs for the Gulf of Mexico. that is expected to be delivered in the coming weeks. Let us recall that we enter high-growth markets such as the shallow offshore one, positioning drilling as an absolute player in this arena. We are confident that the division will reach a satisfying level and will normalize margins once the contract is secured with better better profitability mix. Going through Sormec division, Sormec registered an increase in revenue of almost 5% on a year-to-year basis. Marginality, notwithstanding the current market situation, Sormec is improving gradually, and the company is performing well in the key markets. Quarterly order intake was very encouraging, and with about 70 million euro of newly signed orders, the division is gradually battering its long-term visibility. This signals that there is an interest in the market and signs are mildly improving, especially in some areas, also in the, especially in the US and North America in general, and also in some areas of Europe, like the UK. The increase in construction activity in the Middle East is also a good proxy on how the how our activity are moving forward, and more is expected to come actually. Action of reduction of the inventory, while monthly volume sales are showing the positive effect, and we will continue to pursue such a strategy. I would like now to go over through this key contract that has been recently awarded to a group, and I believe this represents an objective sign of how the business is evolving and provides support for future growth. So we move forward on page 10 of the presentation. This slide shows the three foundation, special foundation activity works. This is one of the most important bridges under construction in Kuwait. Israel is carrying out work for the construction of a bridge. This is the largest infrastructure project today in Kuwait. If you go on page 11, we announced this master agreement with the press release recently with the very large contracts to execute marine works in Africa. So the work is part of a larger project in African infrastructure development, which will increase significantly the logistical capacity of the region to meet strong demand resulting from sea trade, from the oil industry, from the shipping market in general. We go to page 12 and 13. We announced around 35 million of three special projects around the world in Africa and Far East. Work will be carried out with a total value of approximately $48 million. In South America, three has been awarded a series of contracts for a total amount of approximately $65 million. In the Middle East, there has been awarded several contracts for a total value of approximately $22 million. Most of these contracts belong to infrastructure development in this region. $34 million in the Middle East for special foundation. On the page 13, we announced civil engineering works on special foundation for the realization of different lines of the Riyadh Metro in Saudi Arabia. This major contract is worth in total, 36 million up to date, but there will be more opportunity for Trevi to increase this share of the project. Trevi was also being awarded a series of medium-sized contracts worth a total about $48 million in the Emirates, Oman, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. So a very active region with a very strong presence of the group. Slide 14, here again in a series of new boats in Colombia, Peru, and Azerbaijan, for about $77 million. Three will carry forward major new contract for the construction and execution of foundation work for a primary shopping mall in the capital. Petrobel signed with Petrobras in Peru long-term contract of 18 months for the provision of drilling services. Trimec also signed contracts for the supply of 3,000 horsepower offshore rig for drilling a service company that is expanding its activity both in Azerbaijan and the international. We move to page 14, so I will ask Daniele Porti to continue with the presentation.
Thank you, Stefano. Turning to slide 16, we wanted to offer you the vision of what we need to be a good third quarter 2015. Revenues in the quarter were €274 million versus €292 million of the third quarter of 2013. EBITDA was at €32 million versus €28 million. EBIT, €17 million versus €15 million of the same period last year. Profit before taxes was at €13 million versus €5 million. Net income came in at €9 million versus €1 million of last year. The backlog was €1,061 million and the net financial position €583 million. The backlog increased, providing good visibility on future revenues. Turning to slide 16, 9 million 2014 revenues were €832 million versus €969 million of the 9 months of 2013. EBITDA was €97 million versus €113 million of last year. EBIT was €53 million versus €67 million of the same period of last year. Profit before taxes was €30 million versus €37 million. The backlog was €1,061 million and the net financial position €583 million, as already mentioned. Turning to slide 18, we wish to provide you with the financial highlights year over year. Aside from some figures already mentioned, the net capital employed in the 9 months of 2014 was €1,042 million, equity €558 million, and the net debt-EBITDA ratio was 451 times. And the net debt-equity ratio, instead, came in slightly over 1 time at 1.27 times. Total employees at the end of the first 9 months of 2014 were 7,613. I'd like to provide you some additional information about costs and financial revenues which come after the EBIT margin. In the quarter, the stronger dollar was of great benefit for the entire group, as already foreseen, and we were able to cancel all of the previously registered negative differences on exchange. So, in the quarter, we had positive differences on exchange. We enjoyed also a relatively small tax rate, less than 30%, thanks to the execution of works abroad, mainly of the execution of foundation in free zone areas where we are not subject to taxes. In the period, we did not recognize the revenue at all to minorities. So, the net profit was significantly big with respect to EBIT margin. We think that this all already mentioned mark a turning point, and that we will see the same trends in the future periods. Turning to slide 19, we offer you the group's two point of views. On the left part of the slide, services accounted to 47.3% of total revenues, while the mechanical engineering accounted to about 52.7%. On the other side, we can see the group according to the new vision that we prefer. The oil and gas accounted to 41%, while the core business accounted to almost 60%. Following on slide 20, we can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. Trevi division registered the revenues 352 million euros, -6% versus the same period last year. SeSa had the revenues of 99 million euros, increasing 7.6% with respect to last year. The service segment had a quite steady performance from the point of view of revenue, and a very good one from the point of view of margins, as already seen. Solmek, 156 million euro revenues, increasing 4.9% versus the first nine months of 2014. Rilmec, 249 million, -33% versus last year. As we already mentioned previously, Rilmec is expected to deliver most of the work in progress in the last quarter of the year, increasing significantly the yearly revenue and recovering these positions. Following on slide 21 is the breakdown by geographical area. As you can see in the far right column, Middle East has generated 209 million euro in the nine months of 2014. Africa came in at 99 million. Asian America went to 238 million euros from the previous 263 million euros. Italy increased to 75 million from 59 million the previous year. Turning to slide 22. The backlog, as Stefano has previously mentioned, was 1,061 million euros, increasing about 25% with respect to last year. On the right, we provide a split by division. Looking at the Trevi division, its backlog accounted for 49% of the total backlog. SeSa, 21%, Rilmec, 22%, and Solmek, 8%. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical area. As you can see, some of the most relevant areas are Latin America and the Middle East, and Asia accounting to 40.3% and 21.8% of the backlog respectively. The U.S. came in at 11% of the total backlog. As Stefano has previously mentioned, we registered a strong order intake in the last weeks, and the backlog is expected to remain at its highest levels in the near future. The net financial position at the first nine months of 2014 was 583 million euros. Working capital absorption accounted 141.3 million euros, mainly driven by the dynamics of the oil and gas sector. The free cash flow accounted to -180.4 million euros. I would like, for that matter, to provide some more color on the net financial position dynamics by clarifying that increasing net debt is primarily attributable to the delivery of drilling rig contracts, which are scheduled to be delivered in the fourth quarter. In addition, a payment for the PEMSA contract is the contract related to the delivery of two offshore rigs to a Mexican contractor and at the end to Pemex, has recently been received, not benefiting third quarter 2014 as expected, and as such, it will contribute for the year-end. The second reason is the delay in the acceptance of three rigs ordered by Iraqi Drilling Company. The final acceptance by the inspectors of the client was registered last week, and the equipment are now ready for delivery, and the irrevocable and confirmed letter of credit will be withdrawn in two stages, in November and in December. The collection of money that were expected to be received in September are for sure to be registered in the fourth quarter of the year, recovering so at least 80 million euros. On slide 24, we provide the financial ratios of the nine months 2014. The net financial position, EBITDA, in the period was equal to 4.51x. The net financial position equity ratio, 1.27x, and the EBITDA net financial expenses, 4.1x. Turning to slide 25. Total net equity in the nine months 2014 was 458 million euros. We have benefited from the strong dollar increase at the end of the period. Exactly, the reserve of the net worth increased by 28.8 million euros. We have to observe that in the same period, we paid dividends to shareholders, and we paid dividends also to minorities for a total amount of almost 20 million euros. This is another explanation of the dynamics of cash in the period. Net financial position was 583 million, as already mentioned, of which 50% is of short-term and 40% is long-term. We were able, in the period, to issue, in particular, I would like to remember, a bond of 50 million euro due in 5 years at a 5.25% interest rate. It's a bullet bond. We were able also to negotiate long-term loans with banks, partially in repayment of previously contracted loans, and most of them are not drawn, so we have a residual capacity of, at the end of September, of much more than 100 million euros of long-term committed financial line of credit not yet utilized. And this amount of lines of credit is going to increase significantly in the fourth quarter as we will implement the negotiations that are in progress with the most significant international banks. At the end of the year, the percentage of long-term debt on the total is estimated to be almost 80% of the total. Turning to slide 26, in terms of the foundations and drilling services, that is 3D plus the Treven, the revenue generated was 447 million euros in the first 9 months of 2014. The EBITDA margin was equal to 16.1% and the EBIT margin came in at 8.8%. We will never tend to underline the excellence of these results, especially in relation with what our competitors are able to achieve and also with other similar companies in the world. On the pie chart, we can see that the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin American accounts for 77%, the USA and Canada 8%, Africa 18%, and the Middle East and Asia 15%. In terms of the mechanical engineering, that is the DrillMech plus SoilMech, recorded 400 million euros in the first 9 months of 2014. The EBITDA margin was equal to 6.7%, and the EBIT margin came in at 3.7%. On the pie chart, we can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 19%, the USA and Canada 13%, Europe 15%, and the Middle East and Asia 36%. The mechanical engineering side showed the signs of recovery, notwithstanding the level of revenues. On the right side of the slide, you can appreciate the quarter by quarter increase in performance, and you can see the margins of second and third quarter 2014 were in line, showing signs of stability. I would like to pass the word to Stefano Pevisani for further comments.
Thanks, Daniele. We move forward to the conclusion. We provided some guidance for full year 2014 to the market. Now we see a revenue in the level of 1.3 billion euro mark, EBIT in the range of about 70-80 million euro, and the net financial positions of about 280-330 million after the share capital increase, depending upon, as we said before, the capability to cash DrillMech receivable and work in progress, as we detailed earlier on. I would like now to pass the word to Jose for a Q&A for the question and answer section. Jose.
Thank you, Stefano. We received a series of questions. I'll actually go over them in the order we received them. The first one is providing pretty much an outlook on the different sectors and on the various geographical areas, giving some more color on the business dynamics given the 9 months. So starting from the 9 months results, it must be said that the outlook from the different sectors is somewhat promising, in particular in the services side of the business, which I will talk to you about first, which was able to confirm its profitability and it continued at a record high. In particular, we would like to point out that we perform extremely well in areas such as Latin America, West Africa, and Asia, to a less extent, of course, Europe, and our domestic market is still showing signs of difficulty, but overall revenues actually increased this quarter, so we did get a positive sign from Italy itself. Great attention is, of course, coming from the United States, where we are performing very well with interesting opportunities that are coming from LNG plants, special foundation projects, and important high-rise buildings, which we are currently bidding for. In our opinion, this will represent one of the key areas of growth for the future, in which will we also maintain a great deal of competitive advantage. The Middle East is another area of great attention, and it has continued to show signs of gradual improvement, and with higher levels of revenue coming from the region. In particular, we could give some color also on the actual demand that is coming from those areas. They are primarily infrastructural works of bridges and railway projects. So those are the projects with which the market is demanding, and where we are actually more competitive in bidding and more successful in actually attaining those contracts. There's, as I said, increasing demand from infrastructural needs, and these opportunities have actually clearly been proven by the amount of new orders that we acquired, over $700 million. Most of them are from the Trevi side of the business, which, of course, will require less capital, less dynamics in terms of working capital. So what we would like to convey is also that given the current backlog and given also the order intake that we have, that we actually see the market and we see these divisions improving to a certain extent in the next 8 to 12 months. In terms of the mechanical engineering sector, the performance was good. We targeted areas of course, Middle East and Latin America. Drillmech division maintained margin. In a direct comparison, like Dr. Forti just mentioned, between the second and third quarter of the year, shows some normalization of margins. We are, of course, witnessing some delays on some rigs, but we are at the same time waiting for important payments to come by the year end. We are, as Stefano was saying, also expecting to finalize new and exciting contracts, which will give, of course, visibility not just to the end of the year, but primarily for the next year to come. Just a couple words on Soilmec, because Soilmec is doing little by little. Every quarter is registering some increase in revenue. The backlog is at its highest; it's about 8% of the total backlog. And of course, this gives us some leeway on improvements in the division. We always are trying to maintain a very prudent approach towards the mechanical division, but with the current hot negotiations that we have, we are pretty confident that things will, in the medium to long term, normalize on that matter. The other questions that we received are actually referring to the share capital increase and any particular financial benefits that we can have in terms of financial costs. We've considered a good range of financial benefit costs between 8 to 10 million in 2015 with the share capital increase. Another question is referring to the tax rate and what is to be expected by year end. We are considering, as Dr. Porky said, we're targeting about a 30% by year end. And, of course, I think a very positive note is to be given on the minorities, because the minorities that we've actually paid out in the first 9 months are actually going to be reducing. Just consider that the figure at the third quarter was meaningless. It was less than 19,000 euros in terms of minorities paid out. And this is a good positive trend that will come, of course, also in the next years to come. Those are pretty much the answers that we gave, Stefan.
Thanks, Joseph. So we go to the conclusion, and if there are other requests or questions, we are available here with Joseph and all the investor relations team. So thank you for joining us for this third quarter 2014 result conference. And as said before, we want to close with a good news, or we expect some good news coming shortly in terms of contract acquisition, so stay tuned. Thanks, and good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.